بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani from the Islamic House of Qom is the special guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, Sheikh. Having an occupation and being busy with a job is very much recommended in the religion of Islam, up to an extent that a jobless person is considered as a sinner or a disbeliever in the religion of Islam. So first of all, talk a little bit about the significance of having an occupation or job in Islam and why we can say being busy with a job or being engaged in an occupation is very much emphasized, especially by Prophet Muhammad and the Ahlul Bayt. Why?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Islamically talking, first of all, our brothers and sisters should know that we Muslims, we are either, for example, father or mother of some children, or we are children of some parents, we are either children or parents. Then in both cases, we have this responsibility and duty to provide either our parents or our children with sustenance. Yes. And it is wajib, it is obligatory. So there is an obligation on all of us from the Islamic perspective. So that's why finding a job, having a job, working and providing the family with sustenance is something wajib, it's something obligatory. Then that is why having a job, not being jobless, is something obligatory and wajib.
Yes.
On every Muslim. So this is the first point. Then even on the Islamically talking, an Islamic government, for it is also wajib, obligatory to provide the people with sustenance. That is why development or providing people with jobs, providing people with what they need, is something obligatory on the government, on the governor, and let's say on the rulers from the Islamic perspective.
That's right.
So not only Muslims, also the Islamic government, they must and they have to provide the people with sustenance with what they need. Mm-hmm. So that is why having job is wajib.
Yes.
We cannot see a Muslim who has this responsibility either for his children or his family members, his parents, and being jobless. That kind of thing would not be acceptable from the Islamic perspective. Then beside this, we have lots of numerous ahadith, sayings of the Ahlul Bayt, the Prophet wasallam, that it is very much recommended for the people not to be jobless, for example, busy working. And these are the things that in Islam it is emphasized, and we can say overemphasized a lot in the traditions and also ayat of the Holy Quran.
Okay, so what types of jobs are recommended in Islam? Any type of job is approved by the religion
of
Islam?
No, of course not.
Because the halal income and the halal rizq is also considered important, Sheikh.
Yes, of course. As a Muslim, we cannot say that every or any kind of job is permissible or allowed in Islam. Of course not. The income that you have should be halal, should be legal and not illegal, Islamically talking, from the Sharia law perspective. So that is why those jobs that are permissible, we have to find out these kind of jobs. We can say most of jobs, majority of kind of businesses and works and jobs that the people have, they are permissible. Only some exceptional cases in which you might have haram kind of incomes, or you would be, for example, doing something haram, or prohibited kind of things. Those sort of things are not, let's say, permissible, that you should not have your income on those kind of jobs.
That's right. Also there are considered so many negative effects for being jobless, Shaykh, being unemployed. If a person cannot find a decent job, a job that is decent, what should we do? What should a person do as a Muslim?
Mm-hmm. And there's a beautiful saying from Amir al-Mu'mineen that he says that an oppressive ruler is better than not having a ruler, because there would be a kind of chaos or disorder in the society. Being jobless, when a person is jobless, not busy working, then this, being free, it causes lots of problems, psychological problems, moral kind of problems, maybe, of course, economic and social problems. Because it is said that when you are not busy, then you should think of ma'asi or sins.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would commit sins.
All right.
That is why for the youth, it's better to be working, to be busy, because they are full of energy. If they do not work, then they should, invest their energies or spend their energies for other kind of, activities.
Yes.
Then, of course, they would go towards kind of haram activities.
All right.
Or sinful kind of activities to waste their energies.
Yes.
The point is that particularly for the youth, it is very much recommended not to be jobless, not to be lazy, not to be like couch potatoes, because these kind of people, of course, it causes lots of diseases, sicknesses, illnesses for them, psychologically, bodily. The more you're active when you are young, then the more you are sound and healthy.
That's
and
right.
The more you are not active, of mm-hmm. course, it causes lots of problems for the youth. That is why, yes, as you rightly mentioned, working, finding job, having job is very much recommended if you cannot say if it is not wajib. But in many cases, in most of the cases, it is wajib.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
According to a prophetic hadith, the person who is jobless will be the seller of religion, Shaykh.
Exactly.
What does it mean exactly?
Exactly.
A person who is the seller of religion or his or her religion.
Mm-hmm. Look, in a beautiful hadith, it is said that when faqr or poverty
yes.
enters from a door
mm-hmm.
to your house,
yes.
and then iman and faith will run away.
From the other door. Yeah.
This is the main cause of poverty and faqr in Islam. Why is that so? Because when you are poor, when you are in dire need of sustenance and dire need of some things that you are very much in need of, then of course you would try your best to achieve that. But since you're poor, since you have no money
mm-hmm.
to spend,
all right.
then of course you have to find some illegal kind of way
mm-hmm.
to achieve that. That is why if you look at the thieves, the stealers, if you ask them that why you do that, they say because we were in need of that.
All right.
And then we did not have money to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we were in dire need.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot keep, for example, you cannot stay till we die. We have to find some ways to achieve those things that we need. That is why in Islam it is said that for the rich people, Islam says that you have to give sadaqat, you have to give charity, you have to give khums, you have to give zakat. Because of what? Because the poor people, if the number of the poor people increases in the society, in the community, then the more dangers will come to your wealth, to you, your life. Okay. So that is why Islam says that you have to provide people with opportunities of jobs, with opportunities of working, having incomes, so that the society, the whole or the entire country be secure. Mm-hmm. And the people feel secure, poor and rich, all of them. So that is why if the people are jobless and they are poor, of course, in different kind of aspects, they would think of wrong things. Psychologically, economically, morally, socially, religiously. In all these different aspects, they would think of wrong things. Mm-hmm. And they would do that. Then, of course, in that case, we cannot say that Iman would remain there. Mm-hmm. Faith would remain there, yeah?
That's right. Okay, so by selling religion, it means that a person who is jobless will be after... That's right.
Looking for wrong things.
Wrong things.
Yeah, when you do wrong things, then there is no Islam, no Iman.
That's right.
Yes.
There are some jobs nowadays the people are doing, especially in the modern world, Sheikh. That are through selling and buying things through virtual means. I mean, social media or, for instance, networks or internet or something like that. Are these jobs allowed in Islam?
You know, generally, yes. You know, if you are active and doing something and working, then you have income, yeah?
Okay.
And there is no problem with this unless... that you do something wrong or you act, for example, in those kind of areas that are forbidden, that are haram, yeah? So, of course, those kind of jobs, of course, would be haram because the things that you're doing is haram, yeah? And your income would be also haram. If you act and work in a way that is not haram, that is not prohibited in Islam, and you have income based on those kind of working or actions, there's no problem with that because everything is halal for you except those cases that are haram. Those specific cases that are introduced to you as haram things in Islam, those are haram. But the rest of the things are halal, you know? So that's why these kind of jobs, of course, we should look at it. For example, sometimes you work on social media or let's say cyberspace, but the thing that you sell to the people or the thing that you show to the people, yeah, the thing that you perform for the people, if these things are from among haram things, prohibited things, then of course the income of that is also haram because the very action that you perform is haram. Then the money you get for that action is also automatically haram.
That's right.
But if you, for example, do not show something wrong, do not perform something wrong, yeah, do not sell something wrong to the people, then of course in that case your income would be halal and there's no problem with that. Yes.
Okay. Or some people are after some interest through, for example, selling and buying the crypto or something like that, Bitcoin or something like that.
They should ask their maraji here, you know, because these specific things that you mentioned, we should see whether they are, for example, among a kind of haram incomes or allowed or permissible incomes. It should be asked from the maraji.
Or real estate or something that, you know. There are some jobs who are just scrolling down the houses and the cars of the people here and there, okay? By selling them upon the higher prices in the markets. So which is not an active type of job, Sheikh, as you said.
But sometimes, you know, these kind of jobs that you mentioned, for example, you are like an agent and you want
a
to
dealer
sell.
Or something.
Yeah,
a dealer
or agent, for example. And then you like sell something for the people. But if it is something like not, like normal kind of things, normal kind of jobs and businesses that the people have, there's no problem with that. Unless that, as I said, that if you commit haram things, then of course you have to be careful. Otherwise, everything is halal.
That's right. Okay. Thank you much, Sheikh.
You're welcome.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسن
حسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن